closing with strategic commitments. As I disclosed in Chapter 3, though a buying decision may be revealed at the end of the sale, it is being cultivated throughout the entire sale. For the brain to construct the decision to purchase a product or service, it must make certain foundational commitments to the six whys. Why change? Why now? Why your industry solution? Why you and your company? Why your product or service? Why spend the money? These small, strategic commitments are the building blocks of the sale because they lead buyers through a natural progression of consent that enables the larger decision to purchase. As a result, the final commitment of a buying decision that occurs at the end of the sale is intertwined and even dependent on the series of essential commitments to the six whys that buyers have already made. Ignoring these necessary commitments during the sale and only focusing on the final one at its conclusion forces the brain to take an unnatural mental leap that produces negative feelings of pressure and anxiety. Yet this is exactly what traditional closing strategies have done. So how should you approach closing? No longer can it be viewed as the event at the end of the sales process when salespeople obtain one isolated commitment, because that does not reflect what closing is supposed to do: guide potential customers through the decision-making process and into a positive buying decision. Because the brain constructs a decision to purchase incrementally throughout the sale, closing should be thought of in a similar way. By now, I hope you are convinced that commitments are a central part of buying and, as a result, selling.